So good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our last little session, guided meditation. It's been nice meditating with you all for the past few days, and I hope you continue to meditate even after the retreat. So, I thought, because it's the end of the retreat coming up, yes, tomorrow, maybe it's nice to do some metta meditation, because it doesn't happen to everyone, but sometimes on the last day you start getting a bit anxious about returning to the big bad world. And it's nice to, metta is a good softener. It helps to cushion that. And actually, the way Ajahn teaches, he really emphasizes incorporating metta into whatever you're watching. This whole idea of kindfulness means that metta is not a completely separate type of meditation, but ideally it's something we can incorporate into our attitude of mind and whatever we're watching, whatever we're doing, whoever we're interfacing with, whatever problem we're dealing with, whatever emotions are coming up, to meet it with friendliness, kindness, openness. So this is definitely a really important part of our practice. But also doing formal metta meditation, where you're really developing it in a systematic and clear way, is helpful to develop those skills to be able to use it in that more informal and universal way. So it's a really useful meditation to develop. So even if you use breath meditation as your main default, your main kind of meditation that you cultivate regularly, it's also useful to have a few auxiliary meditations that you also cultivate. And metta is like possibly universally helpful. It's one of those things that I think, especially in our modern type of culture, where there's a lot of, it's just, we've been trained to be critical thinking. And so that, the good side is that develops wisdom, but the downside is it can develop kind of a tendency to easily pick out what's wrong and to fault find, whether it's in ourselves or in other people or other, whatever is happening. And so to counter that tendency, being able to develop metta meditation in a way where we're doing it regularly, not just like a one-off, like at the end of a 9-day retreat, you might do it once a year. It's nice, it feels good, but that's not really going to make a big difference in your mental tendencies. But if you do that regularly, it can be something that can really help shift and turn us away from this habit of always focusing on what's bad, what's wrong, what needs to be improved. And it's just a much more refreshing way to live the more our mind changes that way. And of course it takes time, so don't find fault with your metta meditation. But also it's good fun, Sometimes watching the breath can be frustrating because it's very subtle. But metta is like a feel good meditation. It's a good pick me up. And if you find, sometimes when you sit down to meditate, you don't feel like you have a lot of energy, or you just feel a bit too scattered to watch the breath, you can start with doing metta first. Oftentimes people do metta at the end, sort of like at the end of a sitting, they will spread the merits and share the merits and spread metta at the end. But it's also useful to do at the very beginning. So you can play around and experiment. But I personally find that sometimes doing metta meditation at the beginning kind of sets you up for a much easier time watching the breath. So you can either start with metta meditation, and if you feel it's building up a lot of joy, to just stay with the joy and just ride the joy. Or you can use it to build up energy and joy, and then when you feel like it's natural. Like, it's not a premeditated thing where you have to choreograph it. But if you feel like your mind wants to go to the breath, then you can go to the breath, but with this sense of softness in the mind and energy that comes from doing the metta first. So there's all sorts of ways and means, and even ways of doing formal metta meditation. There's various ways. So, I mean, nothing is permanent, so I don't want to predict, but Ajahn might be doing his thing with the kitten tomorrow, so that's not the only way to do it. So there's another way, which is to do it by categories of people, which I thought we could try today. So it's basically four categories of people, and you do it in order of what comes easiest first. And classically, the first person you do it to is yourself. And some people say that doing it to myself is not the easiest. So, you know, fair enough, but let's just try it that way. And you can experiment yourself if you want to try to switch the order around. When you do it in your own practice, you can try and see what works best for you. But for today, we can just do it the classic way, which is first to yourself, and then second to somebody that you find easy to love, someone you feel the simple, uncomplicated love towards, platonic love, so don't pick, like, you know, someone who's your partner or something like that. But, you know, someone like a parent or a sibling or a spiritual teacher, someone that you just feel this pure and ease of feeling metta towards. So that's the second one. And it's good if, before we start, you pick a person and in your mind already have it in mind, so that once we start the formal meditation, you're not like, oh wait, who am I going to do for this category? This one or that one? Then it gets confusing. So right now you pick, and you don't always have to stick with this person. Next time you do it, you can try someone else, but for today, just pick somebody who's going to be your loved person. And then the third category is just a neutral person. So someone that you might have, you know, just even maybe someone on this retreat who you've walked by, but you've never really talked to and don't really know very much about. So you don't feel particularly that you like them or dislike them. Just kind of a neutral feeling. So you can pick someone like that, or just someone, I don't know, someone that you buy groceries at and whoever's at the checkout counter, that kind of person. So someone like that, without strong feelings of like or dislike. And then the fourth category is someone you have a dislike towards. So someone, and you can pick your degree, you know, in our lives we have all sorts. We have people who annoy us. We have people who, you know, maybe did something we really didn't like. Or we have someone who we feel we've had lots of difficulties with. Or someone who's really hurt us in our life and we find very, very hard to forgive. So depending on, you know, how strong your mind is feeling, you can pick, you know, the level of challenge that you prefer. And it's okay if at first when you do this, you find it difficult to generate much metta for the difficult person. But trust that if you keep doing it over time, without rushing yourself or forcing yourself to artificially feel something you don't, something does shift in the mind. So don't worry. Don't worry if you can't generate that same sense of, you know, metta for the fourth person as the second person. But the idea is to build up the metta energy by using easy people first before you get to the difficult person, so that by then you have some momentum. And that'll help you to feel at least just, you know, at least not extreme anger towards them. And then if we have time, we can just spread to everybody, and that you don't have to imagine. That's everybody. So it's quite simple, you know, nothing complicated. And the best thing to do is just to try it. So now let us just get into our posture that's kind to ourselves, something that will be comfortable yet supportive in our meditation. So just sending a sense of kindness and comfort to every part of our body. We can go from toe to head today, just to keep it mixed up. Just spreading a sense of warmth from your toes up to your legs. To where you're feeling the contact with your cushion or chair. To your tummy, hard at work, digesting your lunch. And to your back, your poor back that has been supporting you throughout so many hours of sitting these past 9 days. And to your shoulders, also helping you in your sitting all these days, sending some warmth and gratitude. Up your chest, opening it up, opening up the place where metta comes from, opening up your heart, and spreading ease up to your neck, going back to your hands from the fingertips. Up both arms, and then to your face, letting it relax and ease. Almost like you're smiling to yourself. And then up the head, feeling relaxed and easeful. Settling into the present moment. If anyone has a bear, you can give it a little hug to bring up some metta in the mind. And now, turning your mind inward and imagining yourself as a child. If you have any family photos that you see regularly of yourself as a child, you can visualize that. Or if you don't, you can just make it up based on whatever memories you have of what you look like when you were young. Just imagine this little child. So cute. So lovable. And then imagine someone in your life who you felt has really loved you unconditionally, whoever that may be, whether a parent, or even you can think of a teacher. Like when you go for an interview with Ajahn, you have this feeling that he's not judging you, that he's accepting you just as you are. So bringing up that feeling in your mind, that feeling, if you can channel the feeling that someone else has shown towards you, and you felt it, so channel that. And then imagine that this feeling is coming from yourself towards yourself. By thinking of yourself as a child, you can just forget about all the mistakes you remember having made in your life as you were growing up, became an adult, and all of that. Just remember yourself as someone innocent, blameless. Feel a sense of unconditional acceptance for you. So whatever you think may have done wrong in your life, any faults you think you might have, any weaknesses, try giving yourself a sense of forgiveness, and it's okay that you're just human. And you're trying your best. Opening your heart and just welcoming all of you inside. Remembering all of your good qualities as well, all of your strengths, all the ways you've given to others, all the good you have done in your life. Dwelling on that, rejoicing in that, and accepting every part of you. As you feel some sense of opening coming up in your mind, you can turn your mind to thinking of a loved one. You can imagine them sitting in front of you. Looking at peace, looking at ease, so wishing your loved one to be well and happy, wishing, wherever they may be, they can share in whatever peace you have experienced in the past few days. And also wishing that you will have an opportunity to also grow in spiritual qualities. Wishing that they can find true happiness, true peace. So imagining that you're sending them this loving energy from your heart to theirs. So bathing them almost in golden light. May this golden light heal them from any illnesses they may have or may have in the future. May it take away any pain and suffering they are undergoing. May it give them the strength and support they need to face any difficulty in life. And ultimately, wishing that they experience the highest, deepest, greatest peace and happiness. Just dwelling in that feeling. Really getting to know what metta feels like. Turning our attention to the third person, the neutral person. So you can bring them up in your mind, imagining them in front of you. It's okay if you can't picture them clearly, if you don't know them well. Just imagine their presence in front of you. Sustaining the feeling of metta you generated already in your heart, you can reflect how this person, even if you don't know them well, is also a fellow traveler through life. Subject, all the same suffering that you and your loved ones experience. Subject to old age, sickness and death. And understanding that this person, who you may know very little about, you can be sure that they also want to be happy, just like yourself, just like your loved one. So spreading that same well-wishing to them. May they be well and happy. May they be free of any suffering they are experiencing. May they be able to have good friends. May they be able to find themselves on a spiritual path that will lead them to greater happiness, greater well-being, greater peace. Really feeling that they are a friend. A friend in suffering. A friend on the path. So wishing them to experience greater and greater well-being. So also sending them this golden light. Give them calm and peace, comfort and ease. So may they achieve true happiness, true peace. Again, resting in this feeling of well-wishing and friendliness. We can now bring up in our minds a difficult person. And if you feel a sense of resistance, just acknowledge that. It's okay. It's normal. But don't feed it. Taking some time as you imagine them sitting in front of you. to remind yourself that whatever this person has done to you, ultimately, they also want to be happy. And out of love for yourself, knowing that holding on to any anger towards them is hurting yourself, so just reflecting that you don't wish this person harm. At the very least, you can bring up this feeling of not wishing them harm. And we are going to stop the cycle of hatred, whatever they've done to you. Just let it end here. They want to be happy. You want to be happy. So just allowing both sides to stop any cycle of hatred. If you feel ready, you can send them a sense of forgiveness. Just a sense of understanding that they are human also. And just as we make mistakes out of our human frailty, this person has done as well, out of their human frailty. So just offering a symbol of peace, some sense of acceptance, whatever it is they have done to you. It's done, it's past. It's better to just move on. With some sense of compassion. So knowing this person will also one day fall sick, get older, and die. So what's the point in carrying any grudges across lifetimes? As best you can, sending a sense of warmth and acceptance to this person. Wishing that they be well and happy, that they be free from suffering. That they can find a way to experience true happiness, true peace. So coming back to your heart and resting in the feeling of friendliness, the feeling of love and kindness, the feeling of metta. So feeling it in the center of your chest. It can be a warm, glowing kind of feeling, or whatever it is you feel. Don't doubt it. Just trust that this is metta. So imagining this feeling radiating from the center of your chest and washing over your whole body from head to toe. So blasting yourself with loving kindness, acceptance, warmth, love. And then imagining going outwards. First to the front. So imagine it spreading to all beings in the front, beyond this room, beyond Jhana Grove, just outwards, unbounded, spreading out to the front. Whatever living beings, great or small, seen and unseen, near and far. Now do the same, spreading to the right, all beings to the right of you. May they be well and happy. May they be free from suffering. And may they be truly liberated. Now being to the back, the circle of light is growing. In the third quarter behind you, all the people sitting behind you, and beyond, outwards and outwards and outwards to infinity. Spreading to the left. May all beings in that direction be well and happy. May they be free from suffering. May they be liberated. And then you can spread it above. So imagining this golden light is just surrounding you on all sides, and now also above, spreading to all beings, all the birds in the sky, all the devas floating somewhere there, spreading outwards and outwards and outwards. And we can do below us, we're all beings underground, all the little worms, anyone, anything, all beings below us. May they be well and happy. May they be free from suffering. May they be liberated. Now we can just imagine we're like the sun, and this golden light of metta is spreading all around us in every direction. It's really giving it everything you've got. Spreading this feeling of well-wishing and kindness and love to all beings in all directions without exception, without any boundaries, without any limits. Really, every being, everywhere. May all beings be well and happy. May all beings live with ease. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be fully, truly liberated. You can continue to sit however you like, as long as you like. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Wishing you all the best in your meditation, cultivation of the path, and in your life.